July 3rd, the day before Independence Day. And I welcome everybody to the program here on News Radio WRVA. Good morning, everybody. I'm Rich Herrera, along with Dan Hobgood, Gary Hess. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We are here working, although a lot of people took today to make it a four-day weekend.
A lot of people did. We didn't, because we care about you enough to be here. Right, Dan?
That's right. says somebody who was originally going to have a four-day weekend. But yes, we're here. We're doing it.
Well, we're happy to be
That's
here.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
We're happy to be here.
America.
I know that there's a lot going on today. Gary, you're going to be busy. We were just talking about this. You know, a lot of times we come in, we're recapping everything that happened the night before or the day before, where the president's going to be.
Or previewing things that are going to happen later today.
And today we are going to be running and hustling all day long, because as we speak, Hakeem Jeffries is on the floor of the House of Representatives. They're expecting the vote for the big, beautiful bill within the hour. So, Gary, I know you're going to be
busy. We have a little bit of time, because they told us Hakeem Jeffries is going to talk at least 45 minutes.
Well, it's called like a minute. He has a minute, but he can't be interrupted, so he's going to go on and give one final attempt to thwart the big, beautiful bill. But they should be voting here, according to Fox News, within the next hour to 45 minutes. They'll start the vote, and we'll keep you apprised of that. So, Gary, I know you've got lots of stuff to get to this morning.
Yep.
All right, I'll let you get to work. Thank you so much. Dan, good morning. Thank you very much for being here. Thanks,
absolutely,
everybody else for being here as well. Let's get after it. Let's get to the top five things we're going to get to today on the program.
And now, five things you need to know. Number one.
All right.
A bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol.
Well, we'll see. That bill, it's been a long, long journey. We're keeping an eye on all of this. So, the big, beautiful bill, will it get to the president's desk today? Will it get there by tomorrow? That was the goal, getting it there by the 4th of July. And it has been beat up, banged up, moved around. But I think they're at the goal line. I would put them at third and goal, with the opportunity for Donald Trump, Mike Johnson, and John Thune to get this big, beautiful bill to the president's desk by the 4th of July. We'll have Jared Halpern on from Fox News. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. He'll have all the latest news from the White House, and we'll see where they are in the vote. Also, he'll talk about what Donald Trump's plans are for the 4th of July, so you want to stick around for that. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Jared Halpern joins us live from D.C., and we'll get you the latest from our nation's capital on the big, beautiful bill.
Number two.
All right, as Gary told you during the newscast, there's lots of different places that you can see fireworks during this 4th of July holiday. One will be at the Diamond. There's others, and many others will be having their own fireworks show in their driveway or their backyard with their neighbors. But we got to remember, you got to be careful. There are so many times where you think you're going to have a great time, and before you know it, you're calling the fire department. You're calling EMS during the 4th of July. So, just to remind everybody, myself especially, about having a safe and sane 4th of July, Billy Hux is going to join us, Virginia Fire Marshal. He'll have some tips on how to enjoy fireworks, yet stay safe for your family, the property, everybody else around you. He comes on the program with us today at 7:05.
Number three.
All right. Locally, there's going to be lots of different places to watch the fireworks. Now, the squirrels traditionally are home on the 4th of July, and then they have the big fireworks extravaganza afterwards. But the squirrels play tonight. I think they have fireworks tonight at the Diamond, and then they go on the road. So, what are you going to do? No worries. The squirrels are going to put on a fireworks show without the baseball game. So, there'll be a big fireworks presentation to give us all the details of that. We'll talk with Anthony Opperman, the general manager of the Squirrels. He'll give you all the news you need to know. That comes up at 6:35, so you can make your plans to go to the Diamond for the 4th of July.
number four.
All right, now to a 4th of July tradition. No, we're not talking about fireworks. We're talking about the lovely annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Ah, that's right. Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Dan?
Yes, Rich?
You're a grazer. Could you hang with them?
Not a chance.
Come on.
Not a
chance. Well, you don't eat hot dogs. Why am I asking you this? I've just driven myself crazy. You don't eat hot dogs.
Regardless of the... If I go to a buffet, the buffet is making money on me because I just cannot eat a lot at once.
But you'll eat, so you're like a marathon eater.
Yeah.
Not a lot at once, but you'll keep going and going and going and going.
Yeah, Energizer Bunny over here.
Yeah, just keep eating and eating and eating. I could put down a hot dog or two just for fun. We used to laugh. When I worked in baseball, one of the ballparks I worked at, you know where they have the real bougie seats, the plush seats with the waiters and everything?
Right.
So at the end of the game, that's where I would stand because if the team won, I'd run on the field and go, okay, hey, let's go to the player of the game. Here's Rich. And I go, hey, good game tonight. What did you, you know, just doing that. But I'd have to cue myself standing down there waiting where those big, beautiful seats are with food galore. And there's always hot dogs sitting down there. And one day I'm sitting down there. The team's losing bad, but you never know. They might come back and win. And the attendant goes, hey, Rich, do you want a hot dog? And I said, sure, I'll eat a hot dog. It's fun. Team comes back, ties the game. They were down by like 5 runs. They tie the game. She goes, oh, you got to eat another rally dog. I go, what? And she goes, rally dog time. Another hot dog. Team wins. Come down the next day. Same thing. Team's down by 2 in the bottom of the ninth. She goes, hey, rally dog time. Great. Have a hot dog. Team wins. Before you know it, I'm stuffing my face with hot dogs at like 10:30 at night.
Oh, gosh.
And if the tea, it's extra. And there's one game we had, it was like 14, 15 extra innings.
Oh, no.
I felt like Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
I can put down hot dogs. I can put down hot dogs with the rest of them. Now, little fun fact for you. Did you know this? There are professional eaters, right? They go on that
oh, sure.
circuit. They have groupies.
Stands to reason, yeah.
They have groupies. They have girls that think they're the cat's meow and are chasing these professional eaters. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've been to a couple of these contests, and there's just girls standing there with their T-shirts, their autographs, just giggling at these professional eaters. So,
well, kids...
I'm just saying, we're waiting for the radio groupies,
right,
to just laugh at everything we say.
Hey.
We'll wait for a long time for that, but for the professional eaters, they're a catch.
Well, now, speaking of Joey Chestnut, don't we have news regarding him?
Well, no, now you just jumped the shark.
Oh. I was worried that we weren't going to get to it.
No, I've still got a minute before I got to get to him. Thanks, thanks for...
Uh-oh.
You just completely ruined it. This is why we...
Where are my groupies? I need my groupies.
This is why we don't have groupies. This is why we can't have nice things, Dan Hobgood. Anyway, the big news, though, for Coney Island and Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. By the way, I won't watch it because it's gross, but Joey Chestnut is back. He was on the Today Show.
Oh, my God. We went back. Yeah, I'm back at the table, and I'm doing what I love, eating hot dogs on the 4th of July and trying to make records. And this is it's awesome.
This is what I love, eating hot dogs on the 4th of July. That's the greatest quote of all time. Anyway, he was out last year. He had signed a deal with a competitor. It was soy-based hot dog product, like a meatless hot dog product.
Okay, yeah, Beyond or whatever.
Beyond whatever,
yeah.
Something I'd never eat. Ugh. Anyway, he's back. He'll be defending his title. But I've seen him eat in person. It is amazing yet disgusting at the same time.
I reckon that's true, yeah.
We had a hot dog eating contest once at the ballpark that I worked at. I've been to the Hooters wing eating contest. Wow.
Yeah, that would be more up my alley, at least from the food standpoint. The other stuff too, but
I'm scarred for life. Anyway, that comes up tomorrow. Nathan's hot dog eating contest, just for everybody that wants to watch.
Number 5.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato.
You'll get nothing and like it.
That's right. Now, when Dan and I go to the cookout at Gary's house, by the way, you notice I invited us to a cookout at Gary's house.
With the big green egg.
Yes. Instacart released some data on uniquely popular potato chips in each state. So there's one brand that's especially beloved. So most people, when you go to a cookout, what do you show up with?
What do I bring?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends.
Why am I asking you this?
Probably just chips or side dish.
Yeah. I just thought you'd come up with something crazy You know, creme brulee. The number one thing that people bring is potato salad. I don't like potato salad.
I don't either.
Ugh.
Yeah, not a fan.
And I don't want potato salad that's been sitting in a cookout all day either.
No.
Right?
No. Yeah. It doesn't have like mayonnaise in it and stuff.
What's your favorite chip?
I like Ruffles. I like the chips with the ridges.
Really?
That's Ruffles, right? Yeah.
Okay. You are along with most of the country. Most of this country is a fan of Ruffles, including all the Rocky Mountain states, much of the Midwest. Lay's are also big, but there's a different story on the coast. Those weirdo on the West Coast love Kettle brand chips. East Coast, it varies. Florida goes Boulder Canyon. Never had of that. Georgia loves Zaps. Utz are a top pick from Carolina to Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. It's hers. And all of New England loves? Guess.
Cape Cod?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah,
excellent job this morning, Dan Hobgood. We made one mistake in our top five. By the way, we're going to have a bonus top five. Fun facts about the Declaration of Independence coming up later today as well. All right, that's five things you need to know as you get going this morning coming up. We will talk about what's going on at the Squirrels game at 6:35 with the general manager of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, all coming up on Richmond's Morning News. This is News Radio WRVA.